other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family
fun. Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agri Builders, ready to go to work for you.
Freya Wallen will lead it off in the fifth inning. She'll be followed by Carson Toma and Bridget Hall for Seneca. Ithaca leading it 4-0. We're in the fifth here in regional championship softball. Olivia Young into the motion, and the pitch is fouled off, out of play. 0-1. Ithaca looking for win number 17. Seneca coming in with a 10-11 record overall. Bulldogs the top speed in the half sectional. That, I don't think, has happened since maybe the state year. Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. 0-2. Bulldogs going to state. That was quite a week. Ithaca had never had a team sport make it to state. Baseball and softball made it the same week. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. 1-2. Was that 2014, I believe. And a great run for them that year. Here's the pitch down low. 2-2. Played, actually got a chance to host the sectional final here that year. Took on Argyle. Made it to state. Ball goes back to the pitcher, Olivia Young, and a 2-2 offering coming up. Here's the pitch to Wallen. She swings and fouls it off. Stays alive. Seneca has just not been able to figure out a way to crack the code here against Olivia Young. She's on a great roll. She has retired 11 batters in order since the first inning. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball three now to the hitter. Seneca trying to put something together here in the fifth inning. Olivia Young ready to work, and there's the pitch. Bouncing ball off the pitcher's glove to second. Maxwell to first in time. Good play. A 1-4-3 put out. There is one away. And that'll bring up Carson Toma. Carson was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. She will make her way in, calls time, and now ready to go against Olivia Young. That's 12 batters in a row now. Here's the pitch, fouled off. Strike one. 0-1 to the hitter. The people brought their dogs with them today as well. 0-1. Everybody having a good time. The pitch is going to be fouled back for strike two. 0-2. Ithaca is probably playing one of its better defensive games as well. They did have an error back in the first, but then again with 7 strikeouts by Young so far, takes away the put-out opportunities and now make it 8 as she gets a swing and a miss from Toma, and there are 2 away. 8 strikeouts for Olivia Young, and that brings up Bridget Hall. It was a great matchup between Hall and Young back in the second inning. Hall fouled off about 4 pitches and eventually wound up being the victim of the strikeout. Here's the pitch, bounced on the infield. Back to the pitcher. Young picks, throws to Dilley in time. It's another quick inning in the field for the Bulldogs. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number five. Ithaca leads it 4-0 over Seneca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Bottom of five here at Ithaca. Josie Lau will lead it off, followed by J.C. Maxwell and Libby Young. And here we go. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Bottom of five. WIAA Regional Softball coming your way today. Lots of other teams in action today as well, taking advantage of the sunshine. Ball is ready to work. There's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Some schools graduating the seniors this week. Ithaca, I believe, is next week, right? Next Saturday? Yeah, or Sunday, I mean, next Sunday. One ball, no strikes. Ball into the motion. There's the pitch, and that is a ball upstairs. Seems like only yesterday I was walking through with a cap and gown. Never heard the teachers cheer so much as they did that night. It was a big party at the Riverside that night, I think. 2-0 count. Josie Lau ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a low one. That is now 2-1 to the batter. Lau singled to knock in a run back in the first. Struck out in the second. Ball looking in for the sign from Wallen. There's the pitch. Change up. Swung on and a foul. Third base side. Two strikes. 2-2 to the hitter. Bottom of five. Bulldogs, this point, six outs away from a regional championship win. Got to play every opportunity. Here's the pitch. And that's off the outside corner. Pull up now. 3-2 to Josie Lau. Maxwell next, who has had the hot bat tonight for Ithaca. Pull up. Here's the pitch by Hall. Bounced on the infield. Shortstop side. Glove by High. The throw. Got her. One away. That'll bring up J.C. Maxwell. J.C. has singled and doubled. She has scored twice for Ithaca, batting in that number four spot here in the fifth inning. Ready to go. And now here goes Hall. Everybody into position. And here is her pitch. That one is ripped well. Center fielder is back. She is back. She's got it. Kind of a basket grab running back toward the center field fence. And there are two away.
Olivia Young
will be the batter for the Bulldogs. Young today has reached on an error and flown out to center. Make sure to join us for today's Atlantic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We'll have the totals and summaries of this one coming up. And the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. There's a swing and a miss. Nothing and one by Young. Young makes her way back to the plate. All into the motion. There is the pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. Bridget has done all right as well. She has struck out five batters. Bulldogs have stuck in a couple of hits. Took advantage of a walk and an error back in the first, which helped them plate three runs. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, center field, base hit. Olivia Young on at first base with a two-out single. Kaylee Newkirk will be the batter with two away. She had an RBI last time on a ground out. Makes her way to the plate here in the fifth inning. Runner at first base. Two away, Bridget Hall goes back to work. From the windup, there's the deal. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Hall gets the ball back. Young at first base. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, chopped between third and short. Base hit for Kaylee Newker. Libby Young will stop at second base. Two hits in a row now for Ithaca. Alyssa Muller will be the batter. Alyssa has struck out and singled. Bulldogs have two on and two away here in the frame. Time is called. Muller is now in and ready to roll. Ithaca looking for some more here. Added their 4-0 lead in the fifth with two away. Here's the pitch. That is high. Both runners are going to move on to second and third. So Young at third. Newkirk at second. One ball, no strikes to Alyssa Muller. Ball's time and ready to go. Bridget Hall is in. Runners at second and third now. A two-out hit could help the Bulldogs lead. The pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Regional level one baseball. Again, the Bulldog baseball team with a day off today. They have a bye as they are the number one seed in the half sectional. Here's the 2-0 pitch. There is a strike call. Ithaca baseball will open up the tournament then after the bye tonight on Tuesday night against the as-yet-to-be-determined opponent. They'll face either Hillsboro or Cashton on Tuesday night. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. So it's two balls and two strikes to Alyssa Muller. Young at third, Newkirk at second. Muller steps out, now back in and ready to go. Two balls, two strikes from Bridget Hall. Here's the pitch. That is called. Strike three. Caught her looking, and there are three away. That will do it in the fifth inning. No runs, two hits for Ithaca, no errors, and two left on. Five up and five down. We go to the sixth coming up. 4-0 Ithaca in WIAA Regional Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point,
986-4300. Welcome back to the Bulldogs' home field. They are warming up for the top of the sixth inning and leading it by a score of 4-0. All the runs coming on early in the game, 3 in the first and 1 in the third for the Bulldogs. Seneca had 2 runners and stranded him in the first, and nothing since that time. Throw down to second base. And around the horn, Emma Manning will lead it off. She'll be followed by the top of the order, Brittany Heis and Addison Davison. Young to the pitcher's rubber and ready to work. From the windup, there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Olivia seems to be keeping the ball low in the strike zone. Seneca having trouble coming up with it. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That one goes high. 1-1. Time to step back into the pitcher's area now for the pitcher. 1-1 offering. Here it is. Bunnett, first base side. Picked up by the pitcher. Throws to first down the line, and Seneca has a base runner. So getting down there was Emma Manning, and the batter will be Brittany Hyde. We'll see how they score that one, especially in a game where your pitcher is cruising along and has a chance at a no-hitter. That one, that was close. Bunt, maybe you give her a hit and a throwing error, but we'll see how they score that. I'm not the official one. Swinging strike, and Hyde goes around. Brittany has grounded out a couple of times. Davison on deck. Seneca trying to get something started. Her first base runner since the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner going. Throw down to first. Now she gets back. She started to second and then dove back to first. And the throw is not in time. 2 strikes on Heis. Manning back to first base. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. 1-2. Batter goes back. Pitcher goes back. Here's the deal. This one popped up. Lau going back to try and get it, and it's over the backstop. So just a piece of it there by the batter. 4-0 Bulldogs, getting late in the game. Seneca with its first base runner in a long time. Nobody out. Trying to get on the board. Young back and ready. Manning at first. And Heis the batter. Here's the pitch. Down low. Nice block by Lau. She'll throw late to second base as Manning takes second. Pitch in the dirt there. That allowed Manning to opt to get the second base, so she is in scoring position for the top of the order. 2-2 on Brittany Heis. Young into the motion. There's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball. Out of play. That one they'll chase to the weeds as well. Hard to keep ahead of the tall grass and weeds. Especially when you have games, and when you don't have games, it's raining. That's kind of been my case the last few weeks. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they got the first out. Runner stays at first, at second base, I should say. And Addison Davison will be the batter. Davison reached on an error back in the first and flew out to right. That was in the third. Manning at second. The pitch is high. 1-0. Infield back a couple of steps. And Young back to work. 1-0 count. The pitch down low, and it gets by. The runner's coming to third. Throw there is not in time. Emma Manning now at third. And Seneca threatening to get on the board with 1 away in the top of the sixth inning. 2-0 on Addison Davison. Olivia Young back to the pitcher's rubber. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of third. Strike one. Manning back to third. Seneca hanging tough here. They just haven't been able to find the way against Young, looking for a clutch hit. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, way out of here, but foul. Down the left field line, getting a couple of fans to scatter out of the way. Quite a few Seneca Royal fans down this third base line into the left field corner. Great crowd on hand tonight supporting these teams. Two balls, two strikes to the hitter. There's the pitch to Davison. Changeup popped up. Second base side, J.C. Maxwell over, and she's got it. Runner tags, but does not go. So two away, and the hitter, Kylie DeLuca. Kylie today has walked and struck out. Olivia Young has struck out nine batters now. Having just a banner day in the circle, trying to win this regional title. Here's the pitch, fouled off of the catcher and the umpire. Both took a shot there. Nothing in one. So a timeout to make sure everybody's all right. Josie Lau says, yeah, no, I'm all right. No problem. Nothing in one. Young with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Lau holding on. And now back to the pitcher. Runner at third base for Seneca. Trying to erase that zero on the board. Two-strike offering from Young. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit outside. One and two. Really had a lot of zip on that one. Hunter back to third. One ball, two strikes. Again from Young. Saluka is in. Here's a pitch. He'll take high. Two balls and two strikes. Ithaca will have the 8, 9, and number 1 batters up in the bottom of the 6th inning. So it's two balls, two strikes to Kylie Saluka. Here's the pitch. Changeup is going to be bounced towards second. Bobbled for a moment. The throw is not in time, and a run will score. Seneca's on the board. It is 4-1. Manning scores. That'll bring up Kylie Chambers. Chambers has struck out a couple of times and stands in. Runner at first for the Royals. This was the final score the last time we saw these teams play here at Ithaca. The pitch is going to be a swinging strike, nothing in one. Ithaca winning that 4-1 ball game. That was back a little earlier this year, April 22nd to be exact. Pitch is outside for a ball. So a month ago, one ball and one strike to Kylie Chambers. Ava Syme is due next for Seneca. 1-1 offering the pitch, fouled back, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Back it goes to Young. Former pitcher Amara Cockcroft is here. Got her daughter throwing already. Working on the rising pitch, I think. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Change up, swing, and a miss. And they got her swinging. And that will do it. 10 strikeouts for Young. For Seneca, they get their first run across on a hit. There are a couple of Bulldog errors and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. 4-1, Ithaca leads Seneca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. positive participation in sports as one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
In the bottom of the sixth inning for Ithaca, Violet Dilley will lead it off, followed by Maylee Plemer, and then Ariana Lewis. 8-9-1 batters, Bulldogs by three, and here's Bridget Hall's pitch. It's low. One ball and no strikes. Bulldogs with four runs, and they've done it on a total of seven hits tonight. All back into the pitcher's rubber, and the one ball, no strike count pitch. Here it is. Swung on, bounced sharply to left. That's a base hit. Violet Dilley with her first hit. One on, nobody out. Maylee Plemer will be the batter. Maylee makes her way in. Time is called. I believe Ithaca is bringing out a courtesy runner. Actually, this would be a pinch runner. So as they do that, they'll make a switch. It's number 34, Brinley Wanless. The Wanless on at first base. And now Maylee, she has singled and walked. Getting in the bottom of the sixth, Ithaca trying to get that run back that they lost. Leading by three. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. Runner going about halfway and then getting back. Nothing in one. Lewis at the top of the order. Due next for Ithaca. All back. Looks for the glove. Here comes the pitch. That's now low. Runner going. Throw to second. They tag her on the way by and got her. One away here in the sixth inning. Rhea Wallen down to Brittany Hyes, the shortstop, covering a 2-6 put out on the bases. And there is one away. Well played defensively by Seneca. 1-1 now on Plemer. Already there's the swing and a fly ball left field. It is in there for a base hit. Plemer's got her second hit. On all three times tonight. And here is Ariana Lewis. Ariana has grounded out and struck out, calls time, and stands in. One on, one away in the sixth. And here is the pitcher against pitcher matchup once again. There's the deal. That one is called a strike. Runner holds at first base. Nothing in one to the batter in the sixth inning. We'll have the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game coming up during our post-game show tonight at the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Here's a pop-up first base side. That one is out of play. Two strikes on the batter. Tomorrow we'll have lots of sports to update you on. Baseball, softball, track. Nothing in two. The pitch, fly ball, left field. Left fielder coming on for Seneca. Coming on, and she makes the grab. Kylie Chambers hauls it in for out number two. And here is Holly King for the Bulldogs. Plemer remains at first base. So here we go. Runner at first. King has scored once. He was hit by a pitch back in the first. Here's the deal. Down low. One ball and no strikes. Back it goes to the pitcher. King back in. The 1-0 offering down low. Nice scoop by Rhea Wallen, Seneca catcher. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. King ready to roll. All taking her time. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ripped to right field. The right fielder's got it. Oh, she almost came in too far. But Ava Syme reaches back and holds it in for the third out. And that will do it for the Bulldogs in the sixth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to inning number seven. Ithaca 4, Seneca 1 in WIAA Regional Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cowissan Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowissan Terminal off Highway 14.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
In the seventh inning for the Seneca Royals, Ava Syme will lead it off, followed by Rhea Wallen and Carson Toma. 4-1 Ithaca. It's been a good ball game tonight. Hope you've enjoyed it. Always a pleasure to bring you the games, and we'll kind of look ahead and see where we're going next time. Boy, I'll tell you, there's just so many games to choose from on Tuesday, and if Ithaca can hang on and win, they're three outs away. They would be hosting a sectional semifinal here, and the Bulldog baseball team would be hosting a regional semifinal. That could be a wild day. But they're three outs away, and this Seneca team has been quite pesky. We'll see if they can keep it going here. Sign the batter. Ava is in, and here is Olivia Young back to work for the seventh inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Ball goes back to the batter. Young working on the batter, I should say. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. That one is called. Strike two. Nothing in two. If they got keeping the chatter up there on the infield, trying to encourage their way all the way to a victory. We'll have an awards presentation of the regional plaque following this one. Nothing in two. The pitch is called strike three. And there is one away. The batter, Rhea Wallen, number 10. She has grounded out a couple of times. Had a base hit bid taken away last time up the middle. The catcher, left-handed batter. And now Olivia Young back to the center of the circle. And here's the pitch. It is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dorea. Young gets the ball back. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Ithaca two outs away from the victory here today. Young back to the rubber. Here comes the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. 3-0 now. Seneca had two base runners in the first and two in the sixth. They have scored just one. Two on in the first. The Bulldogs were able to get two straight strikeouts to strand them on base. Made some good defensive plays behind Young. And this one is down low for a ball. And Seneca has a base runner. That'll bring up Carson Toma. Walkwise, that's only the second one given up by Olivia Young. One on, one away for Toma. Here comes the next pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Tournament always brings to a close the senior high school careers for that sport. That's always a bittersweet time. Slamming to the door. Playing about every night and all of a sudden you're not. There's a chopper to first, picked up by Dilley. Back to second, not in time. Almost got a double play the backwards way. There are two away now. Rhea Wallen goes to second. And that'll bring up Bridget Hall. The Bulldogs, one out away from a regional championship. Wallen at second. Young back to the rubber. And Hall, a strikeout victim in the second and grounded out in the fifth. Here's the pitch, ripped toward second. This might do it. Maxwell to Dilley, and this one belongs to the Bulldogs. A regional championship for the Ithaca team. 4-3 put out on that final out in the seventh. No runs and no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. The final score today in Ithaca, the Bulldogs 4, Seneca 1 in WIAA regional softball action. Athletic Director Zach Tomei is going out to the area of home plate, and they will present the... So they are making their way out to do the honors. Presentation of the nice plaque that has been brought here, and it'll look nice in the trophy case at Ithaca. The Bulldogs with a 4-1 victory, getting three runs in the opening inning, enough to win in that opening frame. And now Zach Tomei hands it to the girls, and they are celebrating with the plaque. Paula Boland passes it off to the seniors, and they take it down the first base line, and a little bit of celebration here. Regional champion Bulldog softball team. We'll have more about it coming up. The Zonic Plumbing Heating postgame show is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. The Bulldogs with a photo opportunity on the pitcher's circle tonight. Everybody coming out with, I don't know if they're in the cameras. Oh, maybe Eric Olson. Everybody else has got a phone. But they're taking some pictures out there, and the Bulldogs are celebrating a regional championship. Something that you got to savor. They didn't win the conference, but they win a regional, and they're still alive, and the team that beat them twice is no longer in the tournament. So that's the way the tournament goes oftentimes. It's time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, and I think for that, possibly we go to the third inning. The Bulldogs had led at that point 3-0, but built a little momentum with that leadoff double by J.C. Maxwell, and she was able to go to third on a wild pitch. Score on a ground out by Kaylee Newkirk, and the Bulldogs built that 4-0 lead pretty solid from there. And then Olivia Young taking over in the pitcher's circle. She has a good run of zeros there through the early to the mid-innings, and that keeps Seneca at bay, and the Bulldogs keep the victory here today by a score of 4-1. That's a rewarding moment of the game. Duncan Rewards, sponsor of some great high school highlights, and we're glad to bring them your way. And we hope that the school year continues for a long, long time. That means the local team is still going on and going strong in the tournament. Today's final, 4-1. It is Ithaca over Seneca. The postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Welcome back to Ithaca. It is a 4-1 Bulldogs victory and a regional championship plaque going to the trophy case. And a Bulldogs celebration continues on the infield here for Ithaca. And celebrating the big win and the seniors leading the way here tonight. In fact, four of them. They've got a little photo opportunity going on. We'll try to see if we can get some post-game interviews as well with some of the players. For the leading hitters tonight, you go to J.C. Maxwell, freshman, going 2-for-3. She has a single and a double, 2 runs scored. Also, Maylee Plemer, and Maylee's a freshman too, right? A couple of freshmen lead the way at the plate. She's 2-for-2 with a walk. And also tonight, 1-for-3 for Josie Lau. Haley Newkirk, 1-for-3. She had an RBI in the game. And Violet Dilley is 1-for-3. A run scored for Holly King there in the second spot in the lineup, and she also walked today. So the Bulldogs had some base runners and backing up the great pitching of Olivia Young, who again strikes out 11 batters today, walks 2, and gives up a hit for the game. Looking back over the course of the game, she had that stretch where she retired. Let's see, that would be 13 in a row. And the first batter to reach base since the first inning was Kylie Stoluka, who reached on an error in the sixth inning. So that broke a string there. And certainly that was key in the ball game today as well. So senior Olivia Young leading the way, and the Bulldogs improved to 17-2 with the victory here today. 17-2 overall. And Seneca falls to 10-12. And that is their final season record from the Ridgeon Valley and elsewhere and beyond. So the Bulldogs will await to see who their opponent will. I know Tim Thede will be checking the scoreboard tonight and giving us some updates, but a game for Ithaca. They'll have another home game, so the table is set up really well for them to have another home game in the sectional. That's kind of a rarity, but they'll have 3 in a row, and they'll be hosting either Brookwood, the number 3 seed, or number 2 seed Hillsboro. And I'm sure that game is wrapping up. Again, we'll see if we can find that. I don't have a lot of connection here to find that, but we'll see if we can figure out who the winner is at the end of the broadcast here tonight. And again, from the top half of the bracket, lots of teams that we don't know a lot about, but certainly we know that they are tough schools. Highly rated, Assumption is up there, Cochran, Fountain City, Columbus Catholic, and Pepin Alma. So the Bulldogs and either Brookwood or Hillsboro still alive in the tournament. We look forward to telling you more about that as time goes on. And of course, we're looking at WIAA baseball action that has started today, and the Ithaca baseball team will be hosting their opponent coming up on Tuesday, and as yet to be determined. And my papers are blowing all over. Hey, good catch there, Paul. nerves of steel and the cat-like reflexes. Looks like we've got a couple of guests up here. We're glad to continue on with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show on WRCO today. So let's see if we can bring them over here. All right, Josie Lau joins us. Josie, congratulations. How does this feel to get the win?
Thank you. It's super exciting. Our team's been looking forward to having this be one of our big goals this postseason, and it's just been so much fun to accomplish it with them.
Certainly, you came out against a team that you know a lot about. They played you close a couple of times. Were you confident coming in here, or were you a little bit apprehensive?
Well, it's always hard to beat a team three times. That's what everybody says. And we knew that they would give us a tough game, and we just knew we had to be on top of our game and work together and accomplish our goal.
How did it feel to hoist that regional plaque up there at the end of the game?
It was exciting. I remember watching my sister do this when she was in high school, and I just felt like a little kid lifting up the plaque, and it was so cool to share it with my team.
How about this young lady in the pitching today? You caught her all day, but things were going pretty well, weren't they?
Yes, Livy pitched amazing. She's so fun to catch for, and she's always working hard and staying out to practice with me to practice, and just so much fun to catch for.
And you get another home game. How cool is that as a senior to be still playing at home in front of a hometown fan?
Yes, we love our fans. They always come to support and always bring a big crowd and always cheering us on, and it's just such a cool feeling to represent Ithaca.
If this season continues on, it's going to be creeping into rodeo season a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, but hopefully not too much. I'll stay focused on both.
That'll be a good problem to have, won't it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So 4 years have gone by pretty fast. Senior season, has this been a pretty special one for you so far?
Yeah, this has been so cool. It's so fun to bond with our team and, like, grow up from, like, a freshman to a senior. It's just so much fun to have everybody here.
Well, congratulations on the win here today.
Thank you.
You bet. Josie Lau joins us. Olivia Young, the winning pitcher, is here as well. Olivia, did you feel like you're going to have a good game today?
Yeah, I did. Warm-ups went great, so I felt like everything was going to go good.
So you had it going. What was the best pitch that was working for you today?
My fastball actually was working pretty well, and my changeup was doing pretty good too. So.
It was. And I think as a pitcher, sometimes you have to get used to how the umpire's calling it. So you're kind of working that in the first inning. I think you settled in pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah. They weren't calling very many high ones, and I tend to throw high sometimes. But I had to adjust, and it worked out. Yeah.
That's the key for you. I know you've thrown a lot of innings, so it's kind of being that senior, that veteran pitcher to not get shook out there, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been pitching since I was the only pitcher freshman year, so I've gotten pretty used to, you know, holding my ground out there and staying tough.
Lots of good defense behind you, too, as always. I know as a pitcher, you always appreciate that, don't you?
Yeah, my defense is great this year. We have a couple freshmen out there that are doing an amazing job, and, yeah.
So what's it going to take? You know, I know your dad helps coach. What's it going to take if the Bulldogs are going to keep improving and maybe take that next step?
We'll have to keep playing our game, playing well, hitting the ball, playing defense, you know, just like we have been, and
yeah, this could be a memorable season, though, adding it to your highlights, but this has got to be a highlight for you so far as your athletic career, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Freshman year, I definitely didn't think we would ever be here, and we are, so it's amazing.
You've made a lot of progress as well.
Yeah.
We'll let you both go back and celebrate with your teammates. Thanks for coming up, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. We hope it goes a little bit longer here. Huh? All right. Yeah. Regional championship for the Bulldog girls. They win it 4-1 over Seneca. Our post-game show continues in a moment from Ithaca's softball field on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
WRCO.
Welcome back to Ithaca. We have just learned from our engineer, Mr. Tim Feed, that Hillsborough will be coming to Ithaca on Tuesday. Hillsborough has scored an 8-1 victory in their regional championship. So at the rematch of a couple of weeks ago, the Bulldogs won 9-2. That was a Saturday game that was played, and I believe that was at Hillsborough. Or no, it was here, wasn't it? It was here. It was at Ithaca, and the Bulldogs won that game, but certainly the rematch, it'll be a tough one coming up on Tuesday right here, and I believe that'll be a 5 o'clock start time as well. 4-1, the Bulldogs get the win. The winning pitcher, Olivia Young, who goes the distance with 11 strikeouts and walks 2, giving up a hit. Bridget Hall on the night suffers the loss. She struck out 6 batters and gives up a total of 9 Bulldog hits. 4 runs, 9 hits for the Bulldogs. They commit a couple of errors, and Ithaca along the way strands a total of 7 runners. For Seneca, 1 run, 1 hit, and they commit 1 error. Also, Seneca strands 4 on the base paths. Well, Tim Feed will have a little bit more for us coming up there in terms of scores tonight, and we'll be back your way tomorrow to recap not only softball, but baseball and WIAA track and field as well, which is going on at various locations. Ithaca Weston among the teams at Bangor tonight, and there are quite a few teams competing at Portage. So we'll have more details about that tomorrow as well. We'll have lots to recap and keep track of tomorrow. No broadcast tomorrow. We'll have Hometown of Baseball scheduled for our next local broadcast coming up on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, pregame time at 12:45. Our engineer today, Mr. Tim Feed. And this is Phil Neese saying good day for Andrea and Paul Newkirk in the booth. It is great to have you along for high school sports each and every outing, and we appreciate you supporting us so very much. 4-1, Bulldogs are regional champions over Seneca here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA sectional golf tournaments will be held at various locations coming up on Tuesday. Yesterday at the regional, hosted by Prairie du Chien, which was postponed back on Monday and finally moved to last night, Lodi was the top team, scoring 349, followed by River Valley with 355. Platteville and Cuba City's co-op team, we each with 357s. They're the teams headed to the sectional next week. Cole Herbst, a Platteville freshman, had the top score of 77. Roman Johnson of Richland Center, a senior, was just one stroke off at 78. And Gavin Davison of River Valley, a junior, with an 81. All of those players will be playing next week at House on the Rock Resort in the Division II sectional from the area. Richland Center's Roman Johnson had a 78. Connor Hying with an 89. Trayton Shep, a 95. And Andrew Knable, a 96. Grayson Clements with a 109. And for River Valley as a team, 355. Gavin Davidson's 81 led the way. Then Will Kaltenberg with an 88. A 92 for Connor Grant. Cam Schmidtkonecht with a 94. And Lucas Klein, 101. Good luck to all the golfers headed to the sectionals on Tuesday. State track and field is at the end of next week as well in lacrosse. It is culminating right down there for spring sports 2024. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estate, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Right through to me. That's what you do to me. She's got what gets me. A certain kind of something. Might sound like a dumb thing, but I've been running every red light all the way to Lovesville. Cause man, she makes me feel like my heart's so doggone sick that I can't slow down. Beating so fast that I'm gonna get a ticket if I don't slow down. But I gotta go, gotta hurry up. I gotta see her some awful cause she's so pretty. Running every red light all the way to Lovesville. Cause man, she makes me feel like my heart's so doggone sick that I can't slow down. Beating so fast that I'm gonna get a ticket if I don't slow down. But I gotta go, gotta hurry up. I gotta see her some awful cuz she's so pretty and I'm all in love. She's got what gets me. Laughing at the kids, checking out the stars. And I want to be hers till the word comes down from above, says it's time to go. But you know, I'll be putting up a fuss and they're gonna have to take me. They're gonna have to make me. She's got what gets me. Certain kind of something. Might sound like a dumb thing, but I've been running every red light all the way to Lovesville. Cause man, she makes me feel like my heart's so doggone lovesick that I can't slow down. Beating so fast that I'm gonna get a ticket if I don't slow down. But I gotta go, gotta hurry up. I gotta see her some awful cuz she's so pretty and I'm all in love. She's got what some awful kind.